the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Worthy. Tonight, our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour are all in the French style. And our featured artist is the famous French violinist, Zeno Franciscati. Zeno appeared on more than 20 of our broadcasts, and while he was superb in every sort of music, his performances seemed to take on a special glow when he came to pieces by French composers. Listen, for instance, to the lovely Meditation from Massenet's opera, Thaïs. some delightful orchestral music from France. The last movement of Bizet's Symphony in C. There's an interesting story behind this symphony. Bizet wrote it sort of as a composition exercise when he was 17. Then he stuffed it away in a trunk and forgot about it. Unfortunately, everybody else forgot about it, too. And the piece wasn't played in public until 1935, 60 years after Bizet's death. I've always liked its bright, bustling spirit myself, so I was pleased to be able to do the finale with the Bell Telephone Orchestra. Thank you. final movement of Bizet's youthful Symphony in C. I'll be back shortly with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour. Zeno Franciscati inherited his musical talents quite naturally. Both his mother and father were violinists, and Zeno himself gave his first concert at the ripe old age of 5. This was in 1910, and in that same year, Claude Debussy wrote one of his most charming portraits in sound. It's called The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. This was originally a composition for piano and was included in a set of preludes by Debussy. However, in the violin transcription, it soon became one of Zeno's most popular encore pieces. You know, in the opinion of many, Franciscati's handling of double stops, you know, two notes played at the same time, is just about the greatest. I would add that his playing of flageolets or harmonics is just as great. Listen to some of these crystal clear sounds in this next piece. Beautiful performance by Zeno Franciscati of Debussy's The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. Another French composer who loved melody for its own sake was Camille Saint-Saëns, but many of Saint-Saëns' pieces also have the virtuoso touch. The introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, for example, was originally composed for and introduced by the great Spanish violinist Sarasate. Zeno brought real excitement to that piece when he played it with the Bell Telephone Orchestra. I've already mentioned that he always managed to reserve a little extra something for French music, but when Zeno got to this rondo, it was a real dazzler. Thank you.
Thank you.
magic of France, the magic of Franciscati. I'll be back with you after this word from your telephone company. This is Donald Voorhees again. I hope you enjoyed sharing these recollections of Zeno Franciscati tonight, and that you'll return with me next week at this same time when performances by one of America's best-known singers, Helen Traubel, highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.